Welcome to the March 6, 2018 meeting of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. Could you all rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll take just one moment for Commissioner Amber. All right, can I have the minute to send the roll call, please?
Yes, Commissioner Lacote?
Present.
Commissioner Commons?
Present.
Commissioner Sapp?
Here.
Commissioner Epler?
Here.
Commissioner McCain?
Here.
Commissioner Amber?
Present.
Commissioner Olson?
Present.
Thank you, staff. It looks like the next order of business is the public comment of this portion of the meeting. If anyone would like to approach the microphone at the podium, state your name for the record.
I live in Incorporated King County, and I wonder, do I have 2 minutes or 3 minutes? 3, thank you. Tonight I'm speaking on behalf...
Excuse me, Mr. Rimbos, one more second. Could you please repeat your name for the clerk?
Peter Rimbos, R-I-M-B-O-S.
Thank you.
Tonight I am speaking on behalf of the Citizens Technical Action Team. For those of you who are new, we formed in 2010 to review and comment on all aspects of the proposed master plan developments and comprehensive planning in the city. We research facts and data available, develop detailed comments based thereon, and submit same to the city. I serve as our team's leader in transportation forum, and that's the reason I'm here tonight. Tonight we look forward to hear from staff and its consultant DKS Associates on what clearly is the most critical part of the jurisdiction's comprehensive plan, the transportation element. Given the volume of traffic to come in the next 15 years, this is even more critical for the city of Black Diamond. According to RCW 3678-070, the jurisdiction's transportation element must at least include land use assumptions and estimated traffic impacts, specific actions to meet level service standards, forecast of traffic for at least 10 years out, multi-year financing plan, assessment of impacts on transportation systems of other jurisdictions, and demand management strategies. We reviewed in depth the early burner ABAM DKS work and submitted our detailed comments to the city in 2016. In the past week, we reviewed the revised DKS materials on Chapter 7 Transportation and the Transportation Appendix in your packet. While we find some of our comments have been addressed, many are not. We understand there remains more work to be done, as evidenced by DKS and its materials, and several still to be included tables and figures. When those materials are complete, we will finalize our comments and submit them to the city per your schedule. Please note that the Puget Sound Regional Council provides a detailed checklist to aid jurisdictions in their comprehensive planning. Staff can make that available to you. The checklist measures against multi-county planning policies and those provided in both Vision 2040, which will be replaced by Vision 2050 in 2 years, and Transportation 2040, soon to be replaced by the near final Regional Transportation Plan, for which comments were due about a month ago. In conclusion, developing a good transportation element takes careful analyses and execution. While it's complex, it can and should be explained to the public to gain its acceptance because it is the public's plan, and they are the ones who have to live with it. Thank you for providing us the opportunity to speak before you on such an important topic, and we look forward to listening to what DKS has to say tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rimbos. Would anyone else like to offer public comment? This is the time to do that. For the Planning Commission, please step forward and state your name for the record. Hearing none, we'll close this portion of the meeting. The next business that we have, planning commissioners, is to approve the minutes of February 6th. Has everyone had an opportunity to review those? Does it meet with everyone's satisfaction? Any comments, questions? I entertain a motion from the floor now to approve those minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes on February 6th. Wait a second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, we've accepted those meeting minutes from the February 6th meeting. The next order of business is the appointment of officers. We have two officers on the planning commission. We have a chair and a vice chair. It would be at this time that we could entertain motions from the commissioners to nominate those people.
So I make a motion to nominate Ms. McCain for chair for 2022.
I second the motion.
That is a position that I am willing to continue in. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, well, I will continue as your chair for this, the 2018 year. Thank you very much. We also need to nominate a vice chair. So someone that can step in at an opportunity where I'm unable to attend the meeting. Anyone would like to nominate one of their fellow commissioners for that?
I'll nominate Cassell.
Jason?
I'll second.
All right, so Jason Sepp has been nominated a vice chair and has been seconded by Commissioner Amber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Jason, for stepping up. Appreciate that. Is there any staff report, Mr. Williamson?
We also need a council liaison. Now, that could be either a position that you or the vice chair takes, or it could be another person, but we also do need a council liaison.
The council liaison
supposed to be? Well, the council liaison goes to the council and you make a recommendation moving products or information up to the council. You're there to answer questions on behalf of the council. So Mr. Watson did that for years when he was on the planning commission. He was the chairman, plus he was also the council liaison.
You know what, I feel like, based on my history through the plan, that I could probably do that. So I would accept that, the council liaison.
I'll make a motion to council liaison.
Is there some, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, and I'll do my best to fulfill that job. I wanted to remind all council members tonight, this is our opportunity to interact with staff, with a consultant, and each other, of course, on the planning commission portion, transportation element of the comp plan. It is not a time to hear public comment. So, the public's here. We certainly appreciate their input to these meetings, but this is a time for us to work together with staff and each other. To come to some good decisions about the transportation element of the comp plan. All right, well, with all that done, thank you, commissioners. It's again a short meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Second. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn this portion, or this planning commission meeting for March 6th, 2018.